This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami area condominium tower last month said that the investigation has analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify exactly what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilsheimer said that he and his team are using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it's too early to say what exactly caused that collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. On Saturday, authorities raised a confirmed death toll from that building in Surfside to 86, with 43 people still missing. According to North Korea's KCNA news agency, the leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961, and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations says it's letting go of its paid staff and cutting the size of its steering committee in half. That decision comes as Beijing steps up its crackdown on opposition activity in the city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing annual events commemorating the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. This is VOA News. There was little reaction after Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary election. It's a victory that assures him another term in office. Some people have said that they are most concerned about the war in Tigray, and they'd like to see him and his party to make peace a priority. Abiy hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott war in the northern region of Tigray, ethnic violence and logistical challenges in some areas overshadowed the election. Voting did not take place in three of Ethiopia's 10 regions. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Saturday welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Istanbul. Turkey's authorities released a statement Friday saying that the latest developments in the Israel-Palestine conflict and all aspects of Turkey-Palestinian relations would be on the agenda for the bilateral talks between the two leaders. Abbas's visit to Turkey comes at a time of increased tensions at home, where thousands of Palestinians have joined demonstrations in recent weeks against the Palestinian Authority, which governs parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The world's top finance officials have endorsed plans for a global minimum corporate tax. Ministers from the group of 20 countries representing most of the world's economy announced their backing at a meeting Saturday in Venice. Under the global 15% minimum tax plan, companies would be taxed by their home countries if their profits overseas go untaxed. That would be a deterrent to moving profits to countries with very low tax rates, so-called tax havens. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a global minimum tax level would stop a self-defeating competition in which countries have lowered their rates to attract companies. And details remain to be worked out ahead of approval by G20 leaders in October. While all eyes may be on Richard Branson on Sunday as he launches himself into the final frontier in his burgeoning astro-tourism venture, behind the scenes, there will be dozens of aerospace workers at New Mexico's Spaceport America who have been preparing for this moment for years. The Spaceport's team has been working nonstop preparing for the launch, which will see Branson's Virgin Galactic Holdings, Inc., a passenger rocket plane, the VSS Unity, on its first fully crewed test flight to the edge of space, with the British billionaire founder among the six individuals strapping in for the ride. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.